Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Yidid Nafshi, a Rebbe Chaim Shrek, Shli Tel Rachav Yitzlach B'chol Matzah Yadav, Hu B'chol Anovim Eilav, and the schus of four is Chayek Chavit Fega, Batz Michal Vizbasya. The Gemara says in Sechah Sanhedrin, Kas Amit Beis, the bottom, Mishnah, Skabin Arvis Abahem Barak Sadim Lavi Chav Barak Sil, from Fulham Barak Yitzman Kayama Pater. One intended to kill an animal, and he killed a person standing adjacent to the animal. Or he turned to a guy for whose murder he's not chayiv in a court, and he killed a Jew, or he wanted to kill a non-viable newborn, and he killed a viable person. So the assailant is exempt from execution since his intent was to kill one for whose murder he is not liable. It's kind of like also a masav loybo kadei la mitzvah masna barachol la liboy loybo kadei la mitzvah liboy meis putter. One intended to strike another on his loins, and the blow was not powerful enough to kill him to land on his loins, but instead the blow landed on his chest, over the victim's heart, and it was powerful enough to kill him when it landed on his chest over his heart, and the victim died as a result of the blow. His assailant is exempt from execution, as he did not intend to strike the victim a blow that would cause his death. If he intended to strike him on the chest over his heart, and the blow was powerful enough to kill him, were it to land on his chest over his heart, instead of the blow landed on his loins, it wasn't powerful enough to kill him when it landed on his loins, and nevertheless, the victim died, the assailant is exempt. Although the assailant intended to kill the victim, the blow was not powerful enough to kill. Ostensibly, his death was not a result of the blow. When intended to kill an adult, and the blow wasn't powerful enough to kill the adult, and instead the blow landed on a minor, and the blow was powerful enough to kill the minor, and the minor died, the assailant is exempt because he intended to kill the adult, and it wasn't powerful enough to kill the adult, so he's exempt when he kills the cotton. When I tend to kill a cotton, and the blow was powerful enough to kill the cotton, the blow landed on the gadol, and the blow wasn't powerful enough to kill the gadol, and nevertheless the gadol died, he's exempt, because we assume that he didn't die because of the blow. But if one intended to strike another on his loins, and the blow was powerful enough to kill him, were it to land on his loins, and it said the blow landed on his chest over his heart, and he died, the assailant is liable, since in any event, his intent was to kill the victim, the blow was powerful enough to kill him whenever it struck him, wherever it struck him. If one intended to strike an adult, and the blow was powerful enough to kill the adult, and the blow landed on a minor, he died, the assailant is liable. Shimon says, even if one intended to kill this one, and he killed that one, iskavin laro gezeh, v'hara gezeh, although he would be liable for killing either, he is exempt. He's potter. Skavin laragazeb laragazeb potter. Because one is only executed if his action completely corresponded with his intent. So now the Gemara asks Rav Shimon Aheya, with regard to which clause of the Mishnah does Shimon disagree? Either I must say for Rav Shimon Potter, but if we say that he disagrees with the latter clause of the Mishnah concerning one who intended to kill an adult and killed a minor, that's Tanakhama says that he's chayv. Mishim says that he's pater. So the Mishnah should have employed the lashon, employed the formulation of Shimon Pater, not the extended statement of even if one intended to kill this one, he killed that one, he's pater. Just say Shimon Pater. El Aresha. Rather, he's using the first clause of the Mishnah, which states that if one intended to kill an animal, he killed a person. Or he intended to kill a Gentile, and he killed a Jew. We intend to kill a non-viable newborn, he killed a viable person. The assailant is exempt from execution. This we can infer. But if one intended to kill this one, and he killed that one, then the assailant is liable. We can infer. Ha, niskabin, aragazeh, aragazeh. But if he intended to kill this one, and he killed that one, Shimon holds that he's pater. In other words, the deal from the Reisha is that if he wanted to kill one liable Jew and he ended up killing another viable, if he wanted to kill one viable Jew, but he killed another viable Jew, he's liable to execution. In reference to this, Rabbi Shimon says, no. If he intended to kill one person, but he killed another instead, he is not liable to execution, even if he intended to kill this one,
and he killed that one, he is exempt from execution. According to the Tanakhama, if he was miskaven, he wanted to kill one person, a viable person, and he ended up killing another viable person, then he would be chayav. And Rav Shimon says no. He has to intend to have actually killed this particular person. Ad kan midivrei kodesho shel ha-gemara. So we see machlokes Rosh Chacham Rav Shimon Chum hold that he, even if he's miskaven argus ever, I could say it's called a mazid, and he's chayiv misa. Rav Shimon says no. Gam miskaven argus ever, I could say he's not called a mazid, and he's pater. And only in an instance where miskaven lakos al masna, where he wanted to hit him on his loins, and that would have killed him, and it could have killed him by hitting his loins, and it hadn't got in his heart, then he's chayiv. Because Akoponim, he intended to totally kill this guy. But if he intended to kill another guy, according to Rav Shimon, he's pater. Now, by other Averas and Isurim, like Arayas v'chadoyme, it would appear pashut that kol ki agav nevadei v'lov emezit klal. In other words, if a person has kavana of bia with one eshes ish, with Rachel, Mrs. Rachel, v'emezit, and somehow it ends up with being Leah, and Leah is another eshes ish, so it's pashut that he's not b'chlal emezit, didn't intend this woman. So to machalas asurus. Can't take this on kosher, that on kosher, food in the stomach, you're not, can't you be considered mazed? Pashas, you're not mazed. So we have to understand be'emes, why by Ritzicha did the rabbis hold that niskavin lahara gezeh, bahara gezeh, you're going to be chayiv? So later on the Gemara says, Bishlem of the Rabbanon. It's understandable, according to the rabbis, who say that if one intended to kill this person and killed someone else instead, he's liable to execution. If men shall fight and they jolt a pregnant woman, and Rav Elazar says, Elazar says the verse refers to a fight in which the parties were trying to kill each other. From the fact that it's written in the very next pasuk, if there should be a fatality, i.e. the woman is killed, and you shall award a life for a life, i.e. the murder is executed. So from Rav's teaching, it's evident that the murder is executed for killing the woman, even though he had intended to kill his adversary. But since he killed a woman, he's fighting with the other guy. But since he killed a woman, he's chayiv, so that's, I get the Rabbana. But they say, Niskav and Larag is a verb, that's a chayiv. Elder Reb Shimon, why you kill the guy? I didn't intend to kill her, intend to kill the guy. So the answer is Mammon.
Uchid Rebbe.
The Rebbe says, no, he only has to pay money.
Because inside the Nefesh Tachat Nefesh, talking about money.
He has to pay the woman's monetary value to her heirs.
So in other words, we see from the Nitz Pasuk of Menasata Nefesh Hachaz Nefesh, we learn that Niskavin Laharagazeh, Laharagazeh Chayiv, Udelo Kibisha'ara Verus V'Yisurim. From this Pasuk of Menasata Nefesh Hachaz Nefesh, we learn that if he had Kavanah to kill one, and he killed another, knows he wanted to kill the guy and he killed the woman instead, the pregnant woman instead, he's chayv, unlike other Averos and Nisuim, so we have a pasuk. So we see it's a Xeris HaKasuv by Ritzicha,
That's unlike other surim in the Torah, and this requires a biur. So one of my favorite sfarim is the Aliyos Moshe. He explains as follows that the Yesod HaDin that the rabbis hold Niskaven Laragazev Aragazev Chayiv says here in the Gemara that it's learned from the pasuk of V'chiyinotzu Anashim V'nagifu Isha Hara Im Asun Ye V'nasat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. When two people quarrel and then they hit a pregnant woman, one of them hits a pregnant woman, if there's an asan, notice she dies and not just the fetuses, a fetus. So, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, still a life for a life, a soul for a soul. So, here the explanation is as follows. The end of the pasuk is, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, petzel tachas petzel. But from this pasuk of tetz tachas petzel, we learn the Gemara Baba Kamin. So it appears that the biur is that from this pasuk of Petzah Tachas Petzah, it chadesh lanu that the whole din that there's in sin oynis and rotzim between shegig and mezid was only b'dvarim shebein odom lamokoyim. There we say the din that shegig ve'oynis is more kal. Then mazed. From the din of nefesh petzah tachas petzah, we learn that a person's moed la'ola. A person's always liable. A person's always responsible, whether he's shogeg, mazed, or nisratzim. So the explanation is, in the principles of petzah tachas petzah, we learn that this whole din, that there's a distinction between onis and ratzim, shogeg and mazed, was only between ben al makom. There, this din of shogeg is more kal than mazed, onis is more kal than mazed, shogeg. A shogeg and rosh melech averu like nizikim. The yikar is. That you're mechaser mamon chavera, and if you just do nezek to your friend, v'nechaser mamonai, so we don't care anymore whether the maise was ayde shogeg or boinus, because al kopanim you did this nezek, and you're mechaser mamon chavera, so it'd be pashut. Bir adin shadim uod loyla, bein shogeg bein meizu bein oinus bein ratzim. Now, Rav Tzicha, it's pashut that there are two bechinas. There's a bechina mechedim shalom lamakon. There's no greater chetman l'makom by killing a human being, greater b'tzelam alukim, and it's pashut, it's also b'nam l'chaveira. You know, it's nafsha. So would appear bar b'siyat v'shmai. So now would appear that that's the yisod of the reason the rabbis, that they hold niskav in aragazev aragazev chayiv. And they learn it in the pusik of nefesh tachas nefesh. Because this part of nefesh tachas nefesh was said b'makah achat in one fell swoop, together with the pasuk of Ayin Tachas Ayin and Petzah Tachas Petzah. In this din of Ayin Tachas Ayin, it's clear that it's Megidrei Isur V'chiyum Shenon L'chavero. That a mazik mischayv mamon l'chavero because he caused some damage. And that's the Yisod HaDin that he's chayv b'shege yonis also. Because he caused his friend damage. So this is the pasuk of Nefesh Tachas Nefesh was set together with the din of Ayin Tachas Ayin. So in this we learn that also the din of Shechus Dom is Megidrei Isur Shenon L'chavero. And therefore, b'emes, it's a din. Even a skav l'aragazev aragazeh is chayv l'rabbanan. It's like the din of adam mu'ud l'olam gabi nizke mamon. Just like the gabi nizke mamon, you have to pay no matter what. So too, why? Because you're mechaser mamon chavero. So too, niskav l'aragazev aragazeh, doesn't matter, you're niskav l'aragazev ruvin. You killed Shimon. And they killed Shimon, and therefore he's responsible. So according to Rabbanan Yischayev, because once we're dealing with Anla Chaver, we don't care what your intentions are. He wanted to kill, and he killed. So he say he wanted to kill, and he killed. He's responsible. I didn't want to kill this guy. We don't care. Just like when Yitzchak Melman, he said we don't care about the fact that. Shogeg mezid oinis ratzim, he's always responsible. So too, Skabin laragazev aragazev, he wanted to kill. So what do we say? We say that he's responsible. Even though he didn't intend to kill this person. So that allows us to say, a person not chayv mis if he kills b'shogeg or oinis. But if a person intends to kill, even though he didn't intend to kill this person, since it's said in the same pasuk as as Petza Tachas Petza, which means that when it comes to Benam Lachaveros, he's responsible no matter what. So here also, within Benam Lachaveros, so he's responsible. And he's Mamish Ad Kedei Kach that he's Chayv Misa. As long as he had malicious intent, he's Mamish Chayv Misa. The Be'er Yisurim, it's Pashat that the Inyan of the Onesh is not Megidu Yom Shem Ran Lachavera. The whole Inyan and Iker of the Onesh is a Ched Shalom HaMakoyim. Regular writes another Yisurim. And therefore it's Pashat that if it's Chasar Megidu Yom Mezid, he wanted to have Be'er with Rachel and he ended up having Be'er with Leah. There's no room for Onesh. Because that's the Pesar Prom only to Nel HaMakoyim. But here we're dealing with Benam Lachavera. There we say that here we do care about it. There we, in the case of Aranis, we care about his kavanah. We don't care about his kavanah because we're dealing with Benam Lachavera. Nefesh Tachas Nefesh is also a Me'on Shish Benam Lachavera. When his soul is taken, when he's Chayv Misa, he'll throw Benam Lachavera, just like Ayin Tachas Ayin. He has to pay Mammon. Never the rabbi's soul, Shigam Niskam and Argus Ever Argus Zechayiv. Absalabi Gidre Mezid Mamish. That's like the din of Adam Uud Lo'ilam. Exactly the din of Adam Uud Lo'ilam. Adam Uud Lo'ilam has to pay Nezik no matter what. Here, he's not going to be Chayav Misa no matter what, but he's going to be Chayav Misa as long as he had intention to kill somebody. Because Betzich is also Mechatoim Yisurim Shvelen Lechavero, and therefore he's responsible, he's liable. Even he didn't have intent to kill this particular person. And where do you get the fact that he has to at least have kavanah la'arig? Why don't we say it's chayv no matter what? So we have this from the Gemara. It says in the Gemara, Rambam Elazar ben Matzus shev misa kosef medaber Rashi shev miskavin la'arig chayv no matter what. Zemikra tosiv imasun yev and esad nefesh tachas nefesh. Talking about Matzah Sheba Misa, what's Matzah Sheba Misa? That he intended to kill his friend. And it's learned from him, if there's a tragedy, and he kills the woman, then it's soul for a soul. So the explanation of Rashi is that it's not Midine Mezer HaKlalim. Because Mitzah Dine Mezid, if you're talking about the general Dine Mezid, so if he doesn't have intention to kill this person, he's off the hook. Kol Shara Sirei Torah, El Adin Miyuchad Ober Etzicha. After Havi Bogam Kein Gidre Ben Adam Lachavero, Mishum Kachu De Mischayv L'Ravona. It's a special dinner mitzicha. So you don't have to have Mamish Gidre Mezid. And you're Chayv L'Ravona if you're Oisek in a Maisa Hariga. You just didn't intend this person. That's what you learn from the Pasuk. There has to be Matzah Shebemisa. There has to be some murderous intent. There's no murderous intent, and he's not chayiv. So v'chiinatzu, they're intending to kill. There is murderous intent, and only then he's responsible for killing the woman. So it's not midinei gmezid haklalim. It's a special din here. And therefore there has to be murderous intent. Like we see from the Gemara and Rashi. We can be mechadesh in the beer of the Mishnah. It's coming. Now we're going to say, "Be ragas adam pater." It's coming. Like also, "Masav like also, "Masav loy bokadei la hamis." "Masav v'chal alibo v'meis chayav." So, if his kavana was to kill an animal and he killed a person, he's pater. His niskavin was his kavana was to hit him on his loins. And there wasn't enough to kill him on his loins, and went in his heart, and kills him. There wasn't enough to kill him on his heart, but nevertheless he died, he's pater. But if he was miskabing to kill him and hit him on his loins, and there was enough to kill him with that blow, and then that ended up going on his heart, he's chayiv. So the Pasha Lush in the Mishnah's Mashma, that miskabing laikos al Muslim, vayipokadei lohamis al Muslim to chayiv, why is he chayiv if he hit him on the loins, and there was enough to kill, that he's chayiv if it went to his heart? In other words, even though he didn't know that this makkah is enough to kill, he's still going to be chayiv. since he intended to strike a death blow. And he doesn't have to have intention to actually kill. He just has to have intention to strike a blow that would kill. And this is stems with what we said. And since we see the din of miskaven appears, not mitzad din meitzad akladik chochav emitzis. It's mitzad the special din that's learned from v'chinatzu anashim, b'matzu shev emisa kosef medaber. So as long as you're oisek b'hariga, the person's oisek b'hariga, that's enough to be mechayiv emisa. So if he gives him a death blow, even though he's not intended to kill him, but the fact is it was a death blow, so that's enough to be mechayiv emisa. Now this din in chiyuv misa shebiritzicha, where therefore the pasuk of nakom yinake, that said in the pasuk of v'chiyak yishas avdei, there in the Ibn Ezra he writes lahedya, that this parsha of v'chiyak yishas avdei is talking about loy niskavin klal lahargo el niskavin lakoyse v'shifte va'yidei makoyse ele meis tachas yadim kol kol mischayv misa alze. So talking about killing a slave, he doesn't intend to kill a slave, according to the Ibn Ezra. And yet he's still chayiv misa because he gave him a death blow, even though he didn't intend to kill him. But since it was strong enough to kill him, it's chayiv misa. But megidrei onshin ben adam lechaver, as long as he's oisek in death, he's oisek in murder, matzah shev misa, that's enough to be chayiv misa. Nakom yinakim. Now in Rashi in the Mishnah and Niskavin Largas of Behema, Rashi writes, Hayomer etzel Adam Behema, v'niskavin laharog Behema, v'horag Adam Pater, v'shachatz v'yasra safiku. He's standing by a Behema, his kavan is to kill the Behema, and he ends up killing an Adam. He's Pater. Why? Why is he Pater? If he's standing by a behemah, he wants to kill the behemah, he ends up killing a person. Because the hasra is sofik. In other words, Rashi says that we're talking about a case where he's standing by an animal and he wants to kill the animal because they gave him hasra. And they said, listen, don't throw the stone at the animal because maybe you'll kill the man who's standing next to him. So this is called a hasra safik. And even though he was makabel hasra, and he said, yeah, I know that there's a Jewish man standing next to him, I'm doing it anyway. And I know if I kill the Jewish man, I'm going to chayav misa. He's pater because he doesn't intend to kill the... Maybe he's not going to kill the Jewish man. So this is called Hasra Safik. It's Hasra that even if he does the Maisa, he still might not be Chayiv. So Farshim already asked on Rashi why Rashi comes from Din of Hasra Safik. Pashas is Mashma like the Yad Rama asks. That the reason for the Ptur is because of a Chisaron Kavana. That's the Mashmos of the Mishnah, because that isn't a proper Kavana. And also, Asura Safik is in a Davar Muskam. Rashash talks about this, others, Baruch Laner. So maybe Pshat and Rashi is that if the issue wasn't Asura Safik, it was a lack of Kavana, here he has Kavana, he has murderous intent. He wants to kill the animal. Once he wants to kill the animal, he kills a person, he's Chayiv. Because we're talking about Matzah Shev Misa. And therefore he's responsible even though he didn't intend to kill the person. And the only reason he's going to be off the hook is because it's Hasra Safik. That's why we pattern. Otherwise we'd be mechayiv him. He's been matzah shev misa kosev medaber. He has murderous intent. And therefore he's going to be chayiv even if he didn't intend because we have a special din by Ritzicha. Even if he didn't intend this person, he intended someone else. Even an animal, he's still going to be chayiv. So why is he off the hook with an animal? The answer is because of asura safik. But yesh laharich b'chol zeh, and mitzvah Hashem, hopefully we'll revisit this fascinating sugya. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.